Next up is Senate Bill 230. Senator Reedy, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the Taxation Committee. Senate Bill 230 has been kind of hanging around here. We were waiting for the latest census, and we didn't receive them. But we do have a handout of what of how this would affect our various cities that Scott Peterson has will hand out.
Thank you.
What about this?
Be back.
Okay, hurry back.
If we may, Mr. Chairman.
Pardon me. Trying to track some other people down in the Capitol building tonight, too, at the same time here.
What we, what Senate Bill 230, we look at, I look at that as a fairness issue as far as the first 1 cent city sales tax. I think most of us probably have some smaller towns in our communities, and as we look at the breakdown here of the city of the 1 cent tax, we'll find that most of our tax dollars are being spent in the metropolitan areas. And as we look at the metropolitan areas, they advertise that their trade area is probably a 75-mile radius around the around their town. So it seems to me that maybe that 1 cent sales tax could be distributed to some of the smaller towns that are struggling. For example, in our area, I represent seven small towns besides Vermilion. In District 17 that I'm in, you can't buy a sport coat. You can't buy one place you can buy hush puppet shoes. There are no ladies ready to wear. All of this business has gone to catalogs or to the metropolitan areas where the tax is being spent. I would like to, as you'll notice, this bill is in line 8. It says, except the first 1% tax levied. And in the following section there, Section 2, it would divide this tax up among all the municipalities on a per capita basis determined by the most recent data from the U.S. Census. Now, our most recent data from U.S. Census has not arrived, and the charts that we are showing you are from the 1990 census. There will be some difference there, but every 10 years there will be a difference, I'm sure. I look at this as kind of a fairness issue for all of our towns, and I'd be very brief. That's basically we're dividing that 1 cent on a per capita basis. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Senator Reedy. Are there any questions of Senator Reedy? Okay, not at this time. Thank you. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 230? Are there opponents to Senate Bill 230? I think we had all our opponents on the first bill is how that worked. Are there opponents to Senate Bill 230?
I'd be happy to explain the charts.
Okay. A brief explanation of the charts would be fine.
As Senator Reedy, you know, the department doesn't really have a strong position on how you want to distribute municipal sales tax. One of the questions that's always been in the issue of distributing sales tax based upon a per capita or some other type of formula basis has come up as many times before. It's generally brought to you by the retailers of South Dakota and not a particular legislator. But one of the issues has always been what formula do you choose if you're going to choose to distribute that sales tax based upon collect it all at one point and then distribute it back on a formula. And population has always been one of the issues discussed. I wish we had the 2000 census so we could take the FY 2000 sales tax collections and distribute that based upon the 2000 census. Very concerned about using 1990 census, you know, because it is a little dated, and there have been some rather significant shifts in our population in certain parts of the state. As far back as we could have data on the first penny was FY 94. So what I did was create two charts. One that takes the first penny collected in FY 94 and distributes that based upon the 1990 population. and then the first penny collected in FY 2000 and distributes that based upon the 1990 population. And you get to see, one of the things I've always been concerned about is if you have a static distribution formula and one of those factors in there is population, how does the change in the population throughout the state over the period of time affect the distribution of the money? And as you can see, just in Aberdeen alone, you know, if this formula had been in place in FY 94, you know, Aberdeen would have collected 4.3% less money, but they would have had 4.3 less money distributed to them than what they actually collected in FY 94. But 6 years later, they go from losing 4.3% to gaining 3.2%. So as the population changes in the state, the money gets moved around differently. The trouble is, that population, I mean, that if that's the only factor you're going to use and it's static, you aren't going to know how those money should really be distributed, given that you only have that census every 10 years.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for clarification on the charts? Or other issues?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Scott. Take us to the hot seat.
Thank you.
Based on the fact that we're doing this by population and not by point of collection, what effect is this going to have on the sales tax agreements with the various tribes in South Dakota?
It's an excellent question. We don't view the tribal governments as local governments.
No, I realize that, but those are all based on point of collection.
Yeah, we would have to treat, they would have to be treated differently. And you know, Senator Reedy's legislation doesn't affect them, and we would have, the retailers in those jurisdictions would have to keep track of that, all the tax, including that first penny. Our goal would be not to change that distribution at all. And I don't believe that's what Senator Reedy's bill would do. But it would require the retailers in that area to keep track of that first penny, whereas the retailers in the rest of the state might not have to keep track of that first penny.
But that's going to come.
Go ahead.
If we do this, though, that split, assuming we're still going to collect the data on point of collection, is going to have to come off the top, presumably, of this pot of revenue and be distributed first based on point of collection to all the various tribes that have those agreements with the state before we can get back to distributing that income based to the various municipalities. Because they're going to, you know, they're still based on point of collection.
They're based on point of collection, but the revenue that we currently distribute to those four tribal governments is the state sales tax. It's not the municipal sales tax. Well, that's not an act. It's not the state sales tax. It is what's, you know, it's the tribal tax. I mean, we in those four tribal governments, the state collects the tribal tax, and then we distribute, then we share the revenue when it's all collected. This, I don't believe this would impact the actual money that's distributed to the tribal governments. It does, I think, require those retailers in that area to be treated a little bit differently than it would the retailers around the rest of the state, because they're going to have a collection obligation that the others don't. But I meant, you know, I might be wrong on that, too. Since all we're talking about is the state tax, I'm not sure that it treats those retailers any differently. I'm not sure this would have that would harm those agreements at all, now that I think about it.
Okay.
Well, that's, it could be.
Any further questions? Any further opponents to, forgot what number we were on here for a moment. Pardon me, 230. So I got to looking at the charts instead. I was looking at Sioux Falls' number there for a minute. I got lightheaded. Senator Dietrich.
Scott, I had a question in my hometown. I see I'm learning that there's a population of zero now.
You're from?
You must not have included cats and dogs on the population chart.
If you're looking at the 1994, which I assume you are,
yeah,
that's because they did not have a tax.
Sales tax. It's a very conservative district. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, thank you. Senator Reedy, did you have any comments before we close the committee discussion and or action?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do feel bad that we don't have the current census, but I'm sure it would vary somewhat. But to me, it still is a fairness issue, because most of the towns where they have the large trade territory, anyone outside of the municipality does not get to participate in the sales tax. You'll notice there are about 7 or 8 cities that would come up short, but it would be divided equally among the towns that have of 1 cent. In the event of Senator Dietrich, we're only talking of towns that have the extra penny city sales tax. There are still some that do not have that. They would not be involved.
Okay, thank you. Senator Staggers.
Yeah, ask a question, Senator Reedy.
Yes.
Your proposal, I don't know, I think in many ways seems incongruous from what we've been talking about this legislative session about small towns, small communities, trying to keep their schools. We talk about consolidation and so forth. Would you say that this proposal here would be subsidizing a lot of small towns that really in the long run are not going to make it?
Yes, I guess it would subsidize small towns. I guess as we in one of our conversations while we were talking about this, some of the metropolitan areas said, well, we need the money to keep our streets up. Well, the small towns need the money to keep their streets up so they can get out of town to go to the metropolitan area.
I'm from the metropolitan area. We only want your streets to be good enough for you to get out and get head to the mall. That's how good we want them. I think we're all moving to Olivet, though. That's Olivet picks up a little bit there, 1,800%. Any further questions for Senator Reedy? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will close to committee discussion and or action at this time on Senate Bill 230. Any comments or motion on Senate Bill 230? Senator Dietrich.
Just so we're not here for the entire evening, I think it's an applaudable concept. But it's hard to argue against fairness. I think probably some of the points that Scott made as far as the fact that these populations are only updated once every 10 years does show somewhat of a flaw in this. And so I would therefore move this to the 41st day.
We have a motion to move to the 41st day on Senate Bill 230 and a second motion by Dietrich, second by McCracken. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of the motion of the 41st day for Senate Bill 230, say aye. Opposed, no.
Senators DeHewitt. Dietrich Leary.
Aye.
Ketzel.
No.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Hangy?
Aye.
5 yeas, 3 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 230 has been deferred to the 41st day on a 5-3 vote.